When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Episode 1582 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Waltman, the big game hunter, who's in one of those weird moods. And I'll just simply say that this is a show that answers a question from someone about why do recruiters tell people that they're overqualified when it's clearly an ageist remark. Hope you find this helpful. I hope you're not in this boat, but again, this is a no BS answer, just like the show is titled. And with that, let's get going.
I'd like to spend a few minutes each morning talking with you about some element of job search, because I really believe that job hunting doesn't have to be hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. It's just that the skills needed to find a job are different than those needed to do a job. And that's why I try to address some elements of job search, because I'm confident that most of you can do the job that you've been performing now for years, but job hunting isn't in your wheelhouse. It's a different skill set. So I thought today I would answer someone's question that goes, why do recruiters say you're overqualified when it's an ageist remark? Now, is it really an ageist remark? So let me kind of break down the word overqualified, because that's the one that's really a question, whether it translates into ageism or something else. Now, if you said to me that this person is overqualified, and I'm just going to use one profession from a very general perspective. If you said an accountant with 10 years of experience was overqualified and they were competing for a job as an accountant with 10 years of experience, I'd scratch my head and say, what are you kidding me? But usually what happens is the 10-year person has advanced past the staff level. And as such, they're making more money and they're doing a higher level role than what's being sought by the employer. So it's not a question of ageism under those circumstances. What it is a very clear statement. You have surpassed the requirements of the job and are probably making more money than we're willing to pay. That's the other part of it. You know, I used to run into this all the time when I was doing IT recruiting, and someone would say, but I can do that job. You say, yeah, but you're making $150, $155, and they're looking to pay $95,000. But why can't they up the money? Because they've got a budget. Just like when you go to the car dealer, you've got a budget. And as such, if you say to them, hey, look, why are you showing me this sports car when I'm only willing to pay $22,000 for a car? I can't afford that. Well, it's the same thing with an employer. It's not an issue of ageism. What it is an issue that the individual has surpassed the requirements of the job. The most common set of circumstances is someone who's currently a manager or director who's willing to take the step back in order to find work at a staff level or at a manager level, you know, director to manager. And, you know, they keep saying, but I can do that job, and I've done that job before, but it's been a while since you have done it, and your income level has surpassed what we're willing to pay. So our experience tells us that when you're willing to take that $25,000 salary cut, as soon as you can find something that's higher pay, you're out the door. So it's not ageism. It's their experience talking that says you may think you can do the job, but you can't, or you're just looking for too much money.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts, speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out Schwann's.com/yum for details.